In this era of grave spiritual crisis, it is not enough to simply know about your Catholic faith. That is why we need a Catholic toolbox to equip us with the practical skills necessary to live our Catholic faith to reach our ultimate goal, which is heaven for all eternity. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for the Catholic Toolbox as we hand you the tools to go forth, live the faith, and change our modern world today. Live on the Voice of Charity. Welcome back to another week here on the Catholic Toolbox Show, The Art of Practical Catholicism. I'm your host and founder, George Manasseh, here on Facebook Live this week. This week's episode will be slightly shorter, I mean, because we're really getting into the practical side of things here with the Leadership and Formation Program. And I welcome here live on Facebook, Pa'alam. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with me here tonight. I know there was a bit of a connection problem. Yes. From Manila, Philippines, to here to Sydney. We can't blame the coronavirus.
Probably. Coronavirus didn't even the lines.
No problem. Excellent. It's such an honor to have you here. Let's go straight into the topic. So here on the Catholic Toolbox, we like to unpack practical ways to actually take action with our faith. What I want to do here tonight is to have you explain to me the Leadership and Formation Program that the Live Christ, Share Christ runs. And explain to me what it is, how you came to be founded, what is it? We'll talk a little bit later about three practical tips about how to actually implement it, live the formate and practically apply formation in leadership specifically. Ed Pa'alam.
Thank you, Brother George. It's a privilege to be here and to be able to present the Servant Leaders Formation Program. In short, that's SELF, S-E, capital letter S, small letter E. So SELF, Servant Leaders Formation Program. It's a program in itself. It's like a library of formation teachings for church leaders.
Why are you talking about clergy and church leaders?
Church leaders, church. Yeah. Or church leaders, lay leaders.
Laity,
in the church.
Okay, yep.
Laity, the laity. It came to existence because of thinking that we were motivated by Evangelii Gaudium, letter from the Pope, that one of the basic needs of the church today is formation, absolutely, either for leaders and the members in the parish. It motivated us, and we were able to come up with this program of Servant Leaders Formation Program. It's a library of teachings. There are levels one and two. Level one is another is nine talks. Another level two is another nine talks, and each level is divided into modules. So modules per level. Second level is three modules, so there are six modules. Every module has three talks that can be taken up. Now, why is it so important to have formation program for leaders? We believe that leaders must be fully equipped in the Word of God and in these teachings like this formation program for leaders. And them to serve well, they have to, very important is the program itself is leading to, hopefully, will lead into that person serving, having heart like that of God. So it's really important that the heart is the focal point of service. Even if we have so much inside our mind, we have so much theology in our mind, if the heart is not heart after God's own heart, there will be difficulty. So that's the focus of...
And that's what I like program. About it, because it's not just learning theoretically the theology. And so this is how I actually came back to the faith, by studying my faith. And that's necessary. We need to have that formation, that understanding, that theological background and grounding what the church teaches. But it's then something... Then we need to step it up a level and actually take that church teaching, apply that to our lives and be able to live that, so that we can then come back and give that formation. Very true what you're saying there. So, I mean, that sort of implies that church, a lot of parishes, let's be real, don't have formation. There's no formation programs in a lot of parishes. I've walked into a lot of parishes and there's nothing there that's bringing parishioners beyond the Sunday Mass, the hall, wherever they meet, discuss areas of church teaching, educate people, to catechize people. Because, I mean, people go to schools, they don't learn anything. I mean, you can be guaranteed wherever you are in the world. I don't think from the people I've spoken to are not learning much about their faith. When they turn to the parish, which is the second pillar of formation, and I see it as three-legged stools, Ed. It's the family first is the first pillar of formation.
Yes.
The school or whatever mode of education, and then the parish. That's the three-legged stool on which formation sits for each Catholic individual. But we can't rely on families who have been lapsed or away from the faith. They can't transmit that if they're not formed themselves. The schooling system, whatever it is, wherever it is, or education, is not teaching or catechizing the faithful. Then we have to fall back on the parishes. And if when I walk into a lot of parishes, I don't see formation programs. We see youth group gatherings, sort of things like that, but nothing where they concretely sit down and actually discuss church teaching, learn church teaching. Actually, sorry, let's start with learning. Relearning, recatechizing themselves, learning church teaching, and then being taught. You know, I'm not seeing that. And I think it's important with this program that you're speaking about, that we sort of definitely appreciate the fact that, you know, this can be used and brought to the parish.
Indeed. The program itself is actually something that leads, there's a workshop. Now, after each teaching, there's always a follow-up. It will be done individually by those people who attended the program.
Yeah, okay.
There's an assignment. Why this assignment is leading us, so that what we heard, we will try to practice. Always coupled with prayer. This is coupled with prayer. And we have to pray about what the passages in the scripture, to internalize them. So it's really focused on the heart of the servant, this beautiful program. Now, the beauty also of this is that, because this is a library of teachings, parish priests knows what are his priorities in terms of pastoral priorities for the leaders. So therefore, these teachings, that does not have to be taken from one after one, two, no. It can be, you can pick from module three, and then pick one talk there, and then go back to module two, take talk there.
So they can wherever they find relevant, And there may even be discussion there. Let's say people are on a roll with a good discussion, they take from different modules.
Yes. Beautiful program. And it can be taken on a module basis, say, or quarterly, every 3 months. Yep. You can have three talks, or monthly, one talk. It depends on how people are available.
I definitely, in our parish, we've definitely seen on a monthly basis the Live Christ, Share Christ program. And it's definitely done, it's definitely helped a lot of our parishioners really understand teaching the church and then take it and apply it. So I've definitely seen a lot of good fruit come out of it. And that's why, you know, I spoke last month at the Christ Share Christ Formation Program on headship and leadership. And we discussed church authority, church leadership on the hierarchical level. I mean, apostolic succession. I mean, a lot of people there didn't actually know about the apostolic succession. I mean, you don't learn it from home sometimes. You don't learn it from school sometimes. They came here and they actually learned what apostolic succession was. That the Pope, the bishops have that lineage back to the apostles, and they're in the place of the apostles. I mean, something new to a lot of people. So, I mean, definitely there's some fruit there that I've seen as part of the program. And I just want to go into now why this was founded. Why? What's the underlying why?
Go back to the mission and vision of Live Christ, Share Christ. Mission is really going into the parishes so that the program itself can be owned by and for the parish. It can own the whole program. That includes the Servant Leaders Formation Program.
Yeah.
Now, we thought that even if we give the basics of the, for all the laity, if the leadership is left out, there will still be a problem. That's why we thought, we will we'll try to work this out. And this was developed actually for 3 months, those 18 talks. 3 months, practically, I myself was really sleeping almost, 2 o'clock in the morning just to finish the whole program. it was so by its source. I believe that God really inspired this because the intention is really let the leadership in the parishes receive this. I challenge all those listening right now. I challenge you. Challenge you in the Lord. Take a copy. Receive the basics. I mean, the introduction of this program for yourself, and then you find out that all the teachings are really focused on how it is and what it is and who is the person serving the Lord. So important. It's so important. So that's now some people are using it. Europe and the Americas are now using it, and here in the Philippines, we're doing it in Asia. God, it's doing wonderful.
And so the aim of this program is to really aid formation of parishioners. I mean, everyday parishioners who want to learn their faith. And let's admit, 8% of Catholics go to Mass. 12% of Catholics here in Australia at least go to Mass. 30% of which don't even believe in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament. So, I mean, it's a shocking statistic. And we want to take these people who come to Mass on Sunday, and we want to try bring them and include them in this program. How can we actually with your program implementing in the parish? How can we actually bring people to formation programs? Come to Sunday Mass. I call them 59-minute Catholics. Come for 59 minutes a week.
Big irony. We think we can be true Catholic Christians in 1 hour in every week. Big effort. Right, George, that's really right.
It is. There you go. 59 minutes.
How can we do it?
They're in and out. They got the bulletin. They're ready to blast off to the shopping center. Maybe not the Manila Mall, but every other mall around the world.
They spend 4 hours in the mall. They hardly spend 1 hour in the church.
Exactly. I mean, it's not about the hour. I mean, if you're truly in love with our Lord, you're truly on the right path. 1 hour is too little. 5 hours is too little. You want eternity. Eternity is too little.
I think we, the ladies, should propose to Vatican that we should have 1 hour for the Holy Eucharist and 1 hour for teaching. So that should be 2 hours.
I support you. I second that.
Yeah. Why not? I think there should be, now is the time to change. Coronavirus is not just disease. It's not just an epidemic. Coronavirus is a message. We, the children of God, the family of God here on earth, should take our identity as God's children very seriously. Seriously. How can it be taken up in the parish? One is this. We have pastoral parish pastoral councils. Are you there? Or
yes, I'm a member of my parish pastoral council.
You are.
Yeah.
The parish priest can just agree with the council, adopt this program, make a decision that you want to try this. You can even just try first the first module, second module, or the third module, just level one. Just try it. There is a requirement here, George. We it's very necessary that whoever gives a talk should be discerned by the parish and the pastoral council.
That's a good
point. That person has pastoral integrity.
Absolutely.
The teacher must have pastoral integrity so that what he says, he delivered it out. already lived it out, so that through his experience, is the teaching is always enriched by the personal experience of the
exactly.
speaker.
Exactly, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more than, you know, listen to somebody who doesn't practice what they preach. It's just. But also the integrity, also doctrinal integrity. I mean, you get a lot of talks around places, but the person giving teaching, it's teaching error. It's teaching heresy. And I myself, every time I give a talk, wherever I am around New South Wales or Sydney or internationally, I always start off by giving like a quality assurance disclaimer that everything I'm in this talk, to the best of my ability, does not contain any doctrinal or moral error. If I do, right. obviously they can email me and raise it up with me. We want to try and make sure that we're preaching what Holy Mother Church teaches in its magisterium. And we get often, sometimes clergy, we get sometimes, could be anybody. We can make mistakes and we need to make sure we're online doctrinally, but also pastorally. I mean, if I'm going out on Facebook, living a terrible lifestyle contrary to my faith in a public way, then I'm going to give a talk the next day. It really causes scandal in a sense. So there needs to be that consistent integrity that absolutely you're speaking about.
Scandal. That's a big word. So much a scandal even right now in the church.
Absolutely.
Even among the parishioners, you know, we have leaders who have lived an immoral life. They're seen, you know, publicly by people known to be so.
Yeah, absolutely.
In America now, in politics. In politics now, can you just imagine, you know, if you're, but we will not talk about it.
We'll not talk about politics. I mean, it's. I think our Lord's kingdom is not here. His kingdom is not of this world, and we need to always make sure that, you know, we're focusing on our Lord. He's the true King. I want to make sure that people understand how important, especially parish priests listening here. If you do not have a formation program regularly, catechize, and not just catechize doctrinally, but also help people practically live their faith. Take it into the real world, take action with their faith and grow their faith, get working. Because there's no point in running a parish if we're going to lose parishioners, the parishes are going to shut down, if they don't understand why they're coming to church. I mean, it's easy to just bring people culturally every Sunday because, you know, it feels good, you know, to come to church and we don't know why. We eventually drop out, we have families, we raise families who don't practice the faith, and then eventually the churches will close down. We won't need as many parishes in each diocese. We may not even need as many dioceses. But in order to counteract the crisis that we're in a positive and optimistic sense, we need to take action now. Tomorrow, start a formation program. Look at the Live Christ, Share Christ formation program. Now, Ed, absolutely. Ed, how can we actually, someone wants to start a parish priest or a lay person, the parish council or someone that's a layperson that's concerned in their parish that we don't have anything that's educating, catechizing and helping us live the faith, how can they find out about your program and get started with it? Where can they access resources? How can they get the ball rolling?
Okay. We have our website for LCSC.
So what is that website?
www.lcsc.org. If you don't mind, we can channel it through you.
Absolutely.
Because
so, So if you would like to get in contact with us, go to thecatholictoolbox@gmail.com. That is thecatholictoolbox@gmail.com. We'll put you in touch with Epa'alam if you would like to implement a catechetical program in your parish. I mean, it's absolutely necessary. I've seen the results, and I want results here at the Catholic Toolbox. I mean, we see the spanner, practical tools. We want to take action with our faith. I mean, the time of empty talk is over. The time of just studying our faith and not living it is over. We need to take action. COVID-19 has tested us. It's not just a pandemic, as you said, Ed. It's a transitional phase where society will not be the same after we come out. And we need to use this time and catalyze it. The forces of evil are assembling to fight goodness and fight truth. We too, as the church militant on earth, need to assemble our forces working during this time. Stock up. So email us here if you're interested. If your parish does not have a formation program, email us here at thecatholictoolbox@gmail.com or go to www.lcsc.org. Be sure to get in contact with us or message us on Facebook and we'll put you in contact with Ed Pa'alam. What I want to make clear is that What I've seen is when a parish has a good formation program, teaches the faith and shows you how to live it and brings people together and unites them for that cause, it draws people together on a personal level, educates people, educates their mind about what the church teaches, and it teaches you how to live. Your mind and your spirit are united together. So the two faculties of the soul are the intellect and the will. So we are working with the intellect and the will and bring people together. I've seen very good results. The parishes where a lot of vocations are coming from have formation programs. If you want to produce vocations, we will want to strengthen people's faith. I mean, why are we doing all of this? Why are we Catholic? It's all to get to heaven. Yeah, he's seeking the salvation of our soul. Are he fighting towards heaven spiritually to bring ourselves and save our soul and bring as many people with us to heaven? We're here to do business. We're here to get onto it. And there's nothing better than a good Catholic formation program. I highly recommend.
You just said something very important there.
I did? Bring
ourselves and others to heaven. It's so important that formation is a very important tool in order that the parish becomes a missionary community. Parish becomes a missionary community. So important. Without formation, this is not possible.
Exactly.
Without formation means growing into holiness. We cannot evangelize if we ourselves are just the garbage that they are.
Absolutely. And look, we read 1 Peter 3:15, sanctify the Lord Jesus Christ in your hearts. But then he doesn't stop there. He says the prerequisite, and you're going to hear about this now, sanctify the Lord Jesus Christ in your hearts. And then he says, and then always be ready to give a defense or explanation of the hope that lies within you with meekness, kindness, and respect. There's three things there, Ed. Sanctify the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. That's a prerequisite. And then take that sanctification, that holiness that you received, and always be ready to give an explanation or a defense. The hope that lies within you with meekness, kindness, and respect. And there's the format of how we're going to deliver it. So it's very important that parish priests and lay people, I mean, a lot of the time the parish priest is occupied, very busy. It's the job of the laity. Parish priests can't run a parish without lay people. If we don't have lay people being involved in taking leadership and ownership of their parish, no need for a parish priest. He can just live as a monk. There's no need for him to serve the community. Laity need to get involved. I think, Ed, one of the biggest myths is that, oh, I'm just a lay person. Father will just, when he's ready, he will start the formation program. What do you think of that mindset, Ed?
It's part of the big deception. Now is the time, really, because of so much knowledge popping out from, the internet. A lot of things can be done. A lot of people can be educated. And a lot of people now among the Catholics are already learned, and they can share in putting up and making that being a stronger parish. It's really important that what we call now collaboration. In fact, in one conference in Europe and America, we have their topic is collaboration between the clergy and the laity.
Exactly.
Really, because the church cannot be strong, cannot be founded on the rock by mere presence of the priests and the clergy. It has to be the lay, sleeping giant in our church, sleeping giant. So it's really very important that they have to be led by a lay leader who can bring these people, parishioners, into that kind of missionary spirit.
What's actually interesting is that, sure, a lay person understands a little bit more the everyday life of a lay person working, being in the world, and it's very important to have that personal experience of being in the world and living your faith and then advising people. I mean, Father is great to give you spiritual direction and everything, but Father doesn't work full-time. Father doesn't have a family. Father doesn't have those on-the-ground experiences of an everyday layperson. So it's important for laity to get involved in this formation program, because lay people who are formed themselves are trying to live the faith, at least attempting to try and live the faith. No one's perfect, but and who have that pastoral integrity that you spoke about can give that formation, that guidance alongside the parish priest. It's not just the parish priest's job. It's our job. The Second Vatican Council, more than any other council, has, especially Lumen Gentium, made it very clear that it is time for the laity. Society is at a phase now where clergy, the religious, sort of off the scene, the public realm. It's time for the laity take action every single day of their lives. But how can they take action if they aren't formed? That's why it's important on a parish level to start a formation program. It could be every fortnight, it could be once a month. You have a speaker. I think you have different speakers. And I spoke last month at this at the Live Christ, Share Christ at our parish on this topic. And it's important that every month, you know, you bring a different speaker. We pick a theological topic as part of the program. And it educates people. And it plants a seed for them to start researching and studying further their faith and growing in their faith. And you can just simply even bring, you know, someone who's been away from the church to these talks. They can come back to Christ again. And I know that I came back to Christ because I had answers for why I believed. In a world today where, you know, you want answers. Why is the church? Why are all these moral teachings believed by the church? You want answers. People want intellectual answers. And going to a formation program on these different topics will nourish that aspect. It's very important there. Ed, so how can people, when they start it, what are the frequency modes of, let's say, running these sessions and these modules?
Will entirely depend on the availability in the parish.
Yeah.
The people depend. But I would propose the quarterly, every 3 months, three talks. So you can meet only, let's say, for 4 hours.
Yeah.
You take the four talks. So in six quarters, you're done.
Quarters. There you go.
That would be very good.
I recommend, I think on a parish level, once a month is perfect because at least people know, oh, this is the once a month talk. I have commitments. And then
once a month, that can be two talks in 3 hours.
You can get two talks. There you go. Instead of having people come every 2 weeks, that makes it unappealing and they would just drop out completely sometimes because we're dealing with very sensitive issues where people have to drive and commit, you know, and it's hard to get to church, but it's easy to go to the stadium. And it's we're working there. So I think once a month is perfect. And then you hit two talks.
Two talks in a month, yeah.
Exactly. And people just come. It's their once a month time to, you know, oh, we go to this talk. I bring somebody along. I think it's very important to encourage people to bring one person. If you bring one person, each person that's going and attending a formation program, talk or anything, this can be applicable anywhere, is bring one person along. Make difference in the world. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've done it. It helps people. And some people have had conversions, mass conversions. Because different people have brought different people, siblings, family, friends, and they've come to these talks, they've asked questions, and it's started a journey. All it takes is a good talk, a good formation program that answers questions that people want. And absolutely, there you have it. So, Ed, we're going to wrap up. And what are you going to leave us with? Three practical tools. I know we spoke about already tools, but let's put them in perspective and summarize them. What are three practical ways we can implement a parish formation program theologically and pastorally every day in our parish as lay people?
As I've said, George, there has to be an agreement first between the parish priests and the parish pastoral council.
Yep. So that's
They have to make a structure of the program. Then I usually talk with the priests here, the parish priests here, where we help. I told them, look for someone in your parish who's not necessarily a leader or active in the church, but you know them personally, who have the potentials to become teachers, who have the potentials to become followers of Christ. So then put them in the program. So it will not be limited to the parish leaders, but even to other parishioners who have that potentials.
Absolutely.
And then that's simple as that.
Absolutely.
Because by just merely announcing it in the church, we know announcements, but very few people respond to that. But if I am a member the parish. I am a member of the parish pastoral council. Mm. And I will myself will think of one, two, or three people that I that know in the parish.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone will do the same. You have a probable, if, let's say, if you have a 30% probable success, then you have, if you are 10 in the parish council, you have 10 people who will come.
Exactly. Or you can just simply stand outside the church, scope out, you know, who looks like they might be interested, you know, who's a young person that looks enthusiastic. Just ask them, pull them along and explain to them. I mean, it's like simple cold calling. I mean, you never know who you meet. Encounters after church are miraculous. You know, you encounter, everyone talks, you know, you meet all these people over years. Phenomenal. And what's number two? Practical tool number two of how we can sort of get this formation rolling, Ed.
Very important. Intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayers. We have to pray, because even the Lord told us pray for the fishers. We need more fishers, and we need to pray. I learned this many years ago, that all these things that we do is God's own action. We are mere His instruments. We really need to really ask the Lord for more workers. So we really have to pray. That's the practical. And then the third one is, find your most practical time, date, and time. Because sometimes we have our holidays. We have our holidays, and probably you can use your holidays for that. Because we are now in a lockdown situation, probably you can do this by virtual
session. I mean, what we're doing here. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of groups go on Facebook Live. It's absolutely important. Or Zoom sessions. I mean, formation programs I attend are usually done through Zoom once a month. I mean, there's no way. We have to become creative. I mean, sometimes, even continuing after COVID, let's say, do a Facebook Live talk as well. Let's say people, encourage people to come to the talk, then stream it live. So at least, you know, if someone couldn't make it, at least it brings people in initially. And stream it every second time might encourage people to say, oh, I missed out on it. I'll come next time. Get creative there. So, I mean, it's about engaging people, because there's a lot of people who go to church and they're on the edge of just dropping out because it's just a cultural thing. And this is our way of pulling them back off the edge and into the sanctuary of God.
This is the perfect time to pull them in.
It's perfect.
Because they cannot go out. They're at home. They're in their most comfortable moments and they have nowhere to go.
So, tune in live here at the Catholic Toolbox. Yes.
Hold up. COVID held you up. And so,
yes,
you have so much time for this. It's
an absolute pleasure. Ed Pa'alam. Tito, Ed Pa'alam. For having you here tonight. Thank you for equipping us with the three practical tools. I highly recommend you check out www.lcsc.org. So that is the Live Christ, Share Christ program. If you want to get in contact with them, just simply email me at thecatholictoolbox@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our website on www.thecatholictoolboxshow.com. Also, be sure to subscribe and download to the Catholic Toolbox podcast to re-listen to any of our episodes, available on the Apple, iTunes, Android, or any other platform. Thank you for tuning in to the Catholic Toolbox, the art of practical Catholicism. I'm your host and founder, George Manassa. Until next week, God bless, take care, and take action. In this era of grave spiritual crisis, it is not enough to simply know about your Catholic faith. That is why we need a Catholic toolbox to equip us with the practical skills necessary to live our Catholic faith to reach our ultimate goal, which is heaven for all eternity. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for the Catholic Toolbox as we hand you the tools to go forth, live the faith, and change our modern world today. Live on the Voice of Charity.